لا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. Please silence salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We are starting tafsir of Surah Ali Imran. We pray to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala that He help us in this tafsir to be get completed, since we started today with the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Started with Alif Lam Mim. These words are called the letters Muqatti'at, abbreviated letters Muqatti'at. These letters are secret between Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and Ahlul Bayt. What their real meanings are, only Allah and Ahlul Bayt knows about it. But in Tafsir Noor by Ayatullah Imani, what he has mentioned is that the example of these letters are like the dust that human being makes from the dust, utensils and other things, but with the same dust Allah makes human beings. So that is the difference between human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that with this one thing human beings makes utensil, with the same thing Allah makes human being. Similarly, these letters are just letters, like Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, you know. With these letters, human beings writes books and articles and those things, but with the same letters, Allah makes Quran Hakim. So that is a living miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah's miracle is human being from the dust. Similarly, writing Quran, which is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is from the simple letters which you and me use it. So that's one of the commentary of these letters. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no God but He, the ever living, the self-subsisting. Allah says, Allah is the one. La ilaha illa, there is no God but Him. Hayyul Qayyum, He is ever living and self-subsisting. How is Allah Hayy? How is Allah ever living? Because of His life, everybody is alive in the universe. That's because of His life, He is the source of life Himself. This life we live is a temporary life. When we die, then we go to eternal life. We know that. But that eternal life is also a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants to destroy us next life, He can destroy it, because He is Qadir Mutlaq. But Allah is the only life which never dies. That's how He is Hayy. Wal Qayyum, what kind of Qayyum He is? He is self-subsisting. That He is sustainer of all the things. This is the reality. That what kind of Qayyum He is? That because of Him, everything is sustaining in the universe. Because of Him, He is the standby for everything, to watch it and protect it and guide it. So that's how He is Qayyum. نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقِ لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدِهِ وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنجِيلَ. He has sent down to you the book with truth, confirming that which is before it, and He sent down the Torah and Evangel. The word nazzal came from At-Tanzil. It's from Mizan. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق. So what is At-Tanzil? At-Tanzil means to reveal Quran gradually. To reveal gradually. Here Allah used gradually word. Sometime Allah used gradual, sometime Allah used advance. Here Allah put gradually. That Allah, He has sent down to you the book with the truth, confirming that which is before it. And He sent down the Torah and Evangel. Nazzala alaykal kitab al haq. This book is haq. What is haq means? Haq means the reality itself. Haq means reality itself which is there. Nazzala alaykal kitab al haq. He sent down the book with the truth. Musaddaqili ma baina yadehi, confirming which was before it. So one is the haq and one is musaddaqili ma baina yadehi, means who is confirming. So this book confirm what was sent before. This book is the haq and this book confirm which was before. What was before? He sent down Torah and Evangel. Torah, the meaning of Torah in Hebrew is the laws. The meaning of Evangel is the good news. And both are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, and this book confirms those previous books. But Torah and Evangel, which is Gospel, was revealed at once. And even before Prophet time, Evangel was divided in four different Evangels, you know, Mark, Matthews and Luke, and those four books are famous, you know. That shows, but in reality, Allah revealed in one time that they became four books. How? So what Mizan says is, the book was, Evangel was revealed to the Prophet Isa's heart, which was a different book than what they wrote afterward, which was written after him going away. They wrote by themselves. So this shows that these are not real books, because it was one book. Yeah, and we know there are a lot of verses about other books, that how they were changed. Min qablu hudal lin nas wa anzal al furqan. Aforetime, a guidance for people. Allah says that aforetime, min qablu hudal lin nas, aforetime, a guidance for people. These books were before time for guidance of people, and He has sent down the Furqan. Wa anzal al Furqan. He has sent down the Furqan. What Furqan means? Which differentiate. Furqan means to differentiate. Differentiate between right and wrong. The commentary of Furqan in Tafsir al-Mizan is all the prophets and all the books were Furqan, in the sense that they differentiate between right and wrong. And Quran, and some say it's only Quran which is called Furqan. There's discussion about it. Some say it's only Quran means Furqan, but some say the whole thing is all prophets and all books are Furqan, because they differentiate between truth and falsehood. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Inna alladhina kafaru bi ayatillahi lahum azabun shadid wallahu azizun. Verily, those who disbelieve in signs of Allah, for them there is a severe chastisement, and Allah is mighty, the Lord of retribution. So Allah is saying, verily, who have disbelieved in Allah's sign, for them is a severe punishment. And Allah is mighty, the Lord of retribution. So Mizan describes what the punishment is like. The punishments are two kinds of punishment. One punishment for this world, and next punishment is hereafter. What are the punishments of this world are? The punishment are really your spiritual punishments. Like Allah punish people through their wealth and children. For people, they might think that I have a lot of wealth and I have children, maybe, you know, I'm getting a lot of benefit out of it, but it could be a spiritual punishment for the person. You know, like Person got lot of money and lot of children, and all the time he's worried about the children and the money, how to protect them. And any small loss cause him a great grief, and always worried about it, forgetting afterlife and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs. This is a punishment. Always being living in the dark. That's punishment. People don't know what the punishment is. Sometimes, which looks like a punishment, is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like believers being tried with all kind of trials, like we see in Iraq, or we see in Syria and Bahrain, they are being tried. Some people might think it's a punishment, but it's not punishment. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of all these trials, Allah is raising their station high. And so some people living in the West and thinking that we have all the luxuries and now Allah, we are not in punishment. No, maybe it's more punishment because Allah has closed all your doors for reading Quran and close to Allah Sala and doing proper Salat. It's all gone. So we have to know what punishment is. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Inna Allah la yakhfa alayhi shayhu. فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوَّرِكُ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Verily Allah, nothing hidden is there from Him in the earth and in the heaven. We have to understand how Allah is. Nothing is hidden, especially our secrets of the heart. Ya Allah, He is the who shapes you in the wombs as He pleases. There is no God but He, the Mighty, the Wise. Subhanallah. Allah is giving His understanding how Allah is, that He shapes us in the wombs. Now, you know, the way He shapes us in the darkness of wombs, and see from Adam alayhi salam till the day of judgment, all the human beings which we see, they have all different shapes, different faces. And because on judgment day, He will be differentiated by His face. This is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One nose, two eyes. There's not much to change around. And you still see the minute changes. Allah is so subtle. Allah says, see my signs. How I shape you. You know, like somebody is enough to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence by just seeing different faces. You know, because this is one of the greatest signs of Allah, that Allah made different faces. And Allah is saying in this verse, He's showing who Allah is. He is the one who has done it. To make us to remember Him. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. There are details in Tafsir Mizan about how Allah shapes in the uterus of mother, and how angels comes and how they ride the destiny of the fetus on his forehead. These are details which Aima Taharin have described. We have short, we don't have enough time to talk about it, but we can refer to Mizan and read those detailed hadith, how Allah shapes and how Allah decrees things for the fetus, for the future, and his destiny and everything. There are a lot of details we can refer on that. So inshallah, we'll move to verse number 7. هو الذي انزل عليك الكتاب منه ايات محكمات هن ام الكتاب واخر متشابهات. He is who has sent down to you the book. In it are decisive verses, which are the basis of the verses, while others are allegorical. We'll stop here. Allah says anzala. Allah said, Anzala. Anzala came from Al-Inzal. Anzala came from Al-Inzal, means to come down all of a sudden. Send down all of a sudden. Since Allah is talking about the whole book coming, Allah is talking about the whole book, He used all of a sudden. Allah is recognizing Himself. He is the who sent down book to you in our DCC verses, which are the basis of the book, while other are allegorical. Allah says that He is the one who sent down book on you, Prophet, which has DCC verses, means simple verses, easy to understand, who are the basis of the book. These are the foundation of the book. And other are allegorical. What is the meaning of allegorical? Allegorical means ambiguous, vague. So they are, but those decisive verses are the basis of the book, which are easy to understand for anybody, for a simple person even, to easy to understand, and they describe. These are the basis of the book, while other are vague verses. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَبَهَا مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ التَّعْوِيلِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا وَمَا يُذَكِّرُهُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. But as for those in whose heart there is a perversity, they follow the part of which is allegorical, seeking dissension by seeking it interpretation, while none knows its interpretation except Allah and those firmly rooted in knowledge. They say, we believe in it, the whole from our Lord, and none minds save the possessors of intellect. This translation, I read it right now, was from Ayatullah Imani Tafsir. Tafsir Amizan is a little bit different, and where is the difference? I'll read it in from Amizan. And where is the difference? Then, as for those whose heart there is a perversity, they follow the part of which is ambiguous, seeking to mislead and seeking to give it interpretation. But none knows its interpretation except Allah. And then comes semicolon. Okay? And then comes after semicolon, and those who are firmly rooted in knowledge say, we believe in it. It is all from our Lord. And none to mind except those having understanding. Now we are clear. Ayatollah Imani put Allah and those firmly rooted in knowledge together to know it. لا يعلم إلا الله ورسوله في العلم. Nobody knows them, but Allah and Rasuluna fil ilm. That's Imani. Mizan says, لا يعلم إلا الله ورسوله في العلم. Mizan says, لا يعلم إلا الله. Nobody knows but Allah. That's it. Now semicolon. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِيلْمُ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. And رَاسِخُونَ فِيلْمُ, those who are rooted in knowledge, say that we believe in it. So they are not part of knowing it, but only believing it. In Mizan. I have to tell both differences. Now, first I'll describe the common which is between Ayatollah Imani's tafsir and common between Mizan. Then we'll see the difference, okay? So, the one who has disease in their heart, they try to false interpretation of these vague verses and try to create mischief. And that's what has happened from the beginning, right? Taking their own interpretation and creating mischief. But nobody knows the interpretation but Allah, as per the Mizan, but as per the Ayatollah Imani, nobody knows the interpretation but Allah and the one who are deeply rooted in knowledge, both know it. So Ayatollah Imani says that the deep secret is known by Allah and the one who are deeply rooted in knowledge, which are Ahlul Bayt Tayyibin Tahirin. They know the secrets of Quran. And they say, we believe in it, the whole of it from our Lord, and none minds save the possessor of intellect. They know it and they believe it. What Ayatollah Imani says, that they know it and they believe it, and they say they are all from Allah, and none minds save the possessor of intellect. Now we stop here. Now we go to Mizan, inshallah. Please recite one salawat. Mizan has said in detail about this verse. Very detailed commentary. We don't have time, but we'll try as much we can in nutshell, inshallah. Mizan says that these two different verses, one is Muhkam, one is Mutashabih. Muhkam are the decisive verses. Mutashabih means ambiguous verses. Ahlul Bayt Tayyibun Tahirin, they believed in ambiguous verses. Yaqulun amanna bihi. Rasakuna fil ilm, they believed in ambiguous verses, but they did not act on them like the people who had disease in their heart. They believed only, and they did not do their interpretation, but what they did, that they brought the ambiguous verses to the decisive verses, which are the basis of the book, and try to explain them on the basis of bringing them back to decisive verses. It is called Ta'wil. La ya'lamu Ta'wil. Ta'wil. Ta'wil means to return to. Ta'wil means to return to. So what they did, Ta'wil, LLB, they did Ta'wil, not by making a direct interpretation of those ambiguous verses, but bringing those, returning back to the Muhkam verses and then explaining them. That's Mizan. And they say, we believe that, but they did their the explanation based on decisive simple verses, so that they don't get confused and the follower don't get confused, to make things straight and simple. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Our Lord, let not our heart deviate after you have guided us and bestow on us from your mercy. You are indeed the ever bestower. Who is praying this? راسخون في العلم. What they are praying is in Quran. Our Lord, let not our heart deviate after you have guided us and bestow on us from your mercy. For you are indeed the ever bestower. They are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That once you have guided us, don't deviate our heart. And bestow on us from you mercy. Milladunka rahma. Innaka antal wahhab. And bestow on us mercy. Surely you are the ever bestower. So the commentary for this goes like this, that these rasikhuna fil ilm, they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to deviate our heart. From what not to deviate the heart? Not to deviate heart, to go to the ambiguous verses and act on them, rather than being at peace at the heart and relying, bringing those ambiguous verses to the decisive verses and explaining them. That's the reality. And when they say, milladunka rahama, give us the mercy, what mercy? What Mizan explained, that these rasakuna fil ilm, they say that the mercy for their Lord, from their Lord, is to keep their knowledge intact. Knowledge intact, which they are deep rooted in their knowledge from the Allah's mercy. That's why Prophet used to say, always pray, Ya maghul qulub sabit qalbi ala deenek. Ya maghul qulub sabit qalbi ala deenek. Oh, the turner of a heart, keep me steadfast on my religion. So the Prophet hadith is that son of Adam's heart is between the two fingers of Allah. He can turn it any time. He can turn it any time. So that's why Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. This is the verse and this is hadith. He can turn it any time. We have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not our heart to get turned till we die, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. ربنا انك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه ان الله لا يخلف الميقات. Our Lord, verily you are the gatherer of mankind unto a day in which there is no doubt, for surely Allah never fails promise. They say further down, they are still praying. What they are saying, ربنا انك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه. Surely you are going to gather all mankind the day which there is no doubt about it. Inna Allah la yukhliful miqat. For surely Allah never fails promise. They are afraid of that day that everybody will be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Because they are afraid of everything. Everybody has to be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt about it, and they are afraid. And that's why there is a prayer from Prophet, Ya Amul Qulub, Sabil Qalbi Ala Deeneka. That our heart stands steady and there is no deviation in the heart. Now, there is a more explanation in Mizan about these verses, a very detailed explanation. We don't have time for that. But what Mizan says that in this verse especially that La Ya'lamu Illallah. We are going back to verse 7, right? Wama Ya'lamu Ta'wilu Illallah. Wama Ya'lamu Ta'wilu Illallah. He gives further explanation for that nobody knows interpretation but Allah. So Mizan says it's clear from this verse that nobody knows interpretation but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he explained further that it's just like shafaat, means intercession, or it's just like the knowledge of unseen, the ilm al-ghayb, knowledge of unseen, right? Allah says in the Quran that intercession only with Allah when we read Ayat al-Kursi. But then there are other verses, they explain that other people also can do intercession, right? Same thing about knowledge of unseen, ghayb. Allah says nobody knows the knowledge of ghayb but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the verse came that to which Prophet Allah wants to reveal the knowledge of ghayb, he teaches them, right? Similarly, in Mizan it has been said that maybe there are some other verses which goes in that favor about understanding and possible interpretation of Quran, like Surah Waqia, La yamassuha illa al-mutahharun, nobody touch it but the purified one, right? In this verse there is more about that nobody touch Quran but the purified ones. So basically the purification of a heart and good deeds raise station high to understand Allah's words. So nobody was as purified as Ahlul Bayt Tayyib Tahirin. So they were the one who could touch the Quran. Touch Quran means to understand it. Touch Quran means to understand it to the degree. Now, what is the ta'wil? What is the interpretation? What Mizan says that there's a difference between exegesis and interpretation. Exegesis means to explain what it means, which Ahlul Bayt did. But interpretation means really realities of the thing, realities of things. That is the interpretation what Mizan says is the knowing the reality. Now all these ambiguous verses, they came to show the spiritual realities. Like for instance what? The our unseen world has realities, right? Like hellfire, the paradise, the angels, names of Allah. These are all unseen things. And they have the realities. Quran talked in ambiguous verses about these realities in a very ambiguous way. Those are the really hidden spiritual knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So exegesis is different than knowing the realities. Those realities are the details about angels and all unseen world. Nobody knows but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ta'wil. But exegesis to explain is different than knowing realities. So Ahlul Bayt could get from Allah Ta'ala as much Allah gave them. But the real reality is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please recite one salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Inna alladhina kafaru لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئكهم وقود النار. Verily those who disbelieve, neither their wealth nor their children shall avail them aught against Allah, and they themselves will be the fuel of hellfire. Allah says, surely who disbelieve, neither their money or their children will avail them against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the fuel of the fire. Their Allah said first the wealth, then talked about the children. Because people in general love their wealth even more than their children. Allah says neither your wealth or your money will protect you against Allah's chastisement. Ulaikahum qudun nar, they are the fuel of fire. Mizan says in hell there will be two kind of people. One would be themselves the fuel of fire and one will be burning. So this polytheist would be the fuel of fire. Ulaikahum qudun nar. كذب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم والله شديد العقاب. اللهم صل وسلم. Like the people of Pharaoh and those who were before them, they denied our signs, so Allah caught them for their sins, and Allah is severe in penalty. Allah is showing those people of Pharaoh were so great people, but they called themselves great people. They call themselves Lord. Allah says, and even before them, they were so mighty. People of Ad and Samud, they were tall and strong people. And Pharaoh, they built the pyramids. Allah says, Kaddabu bi ayatina. So Allah says that I caught them because of their sins. He is explaining to us, to Muslims, to the today's world, that I did them, so you, what about you? And Allah is severe in penalty, Allah says. Allah is severe in penalty. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadillah. Qul lilladhina kafaru satughlabuna wa tuhshuruna ila jahannam wa bi'sal mihad. Say to those who disbelieve, you shall be vanquished and gathered unto hell, and it is a terrible abode. The tafsir, the commentary on this verse is like that. That when Muslim won the battle of Badr, with the help of Allah, Jewish people became in two different groups. One started saying that we had read in previous books that the last prophet, when he'll come, Allah give him victory. So he's the last prophet, Allah gave him the victory, you know. So the other group said, no, maybe it's not right. Maybe he's not that one. Then came the Uhud where Muslims did not win, right? So this other group said, we told you, he's false. No, he didn't win, right? So the verse came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say those who disbelieve, you will be vanquished and gathered unto hell, and it is a terrible abode. See, Allah gave the prophecy in this verse. This shows the authenticity of Quran. This verse came after that when they say that you will be vanquished. Tughlabuna wa tuhshuruna ila jahannam wa biksal mihad. So you will be vanquished, you will be defeated. And that's what happened. We saw after battles, Khaybar, Khandaq, Allah gave the victory. That shows the authenticity of Quran Hakim, how Allah predicts in a authentic way, which shows the authenticity of Quran. Quran Hakim, please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Same way Allah has said in Quran Hakim, that no matter how much mushrik hated, but Allah is going to prevail Islam all over the world. That is the prediction from Quran, and we are seeing the Islam being taught all over the world by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody is talking about Islam, no matter how. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's spreading. It is because it is a sign of Imam Mahdi coming. The sign of Imam Mahdi coming because Allah will prevail Islam through Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Otherwise, it will not spread unless through Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Because Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the true successor of Quran. He is the one who will take us to the Quran. When Prophet gave us Hadith of Saqlain, he said, I leave two things with you, the Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Both have authority on you. Quran will take you with authority, and Ahlul Bayt will take you to the goals of Quran. What Quran wants, Ahlul Bayt will take you. That's why Ahlul Bayt are together. The one who got the rights of Ahlul Bayt, those are the ones who did the false interpretation of Quran, and they got fasad and fitna and corruption in the community. And the Karbala was one of the signs of that fasad and fitna. They took the rights of Ahlul Bayt and they became the false caliph because of wrong interpretation of ambiguous verses. We saw how Imam Hussain sacrificed for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare the Karbala was a preparing ground for the believers to train them to be with Imam Azam alayhi salam. We remember Imam Hussain today as a preparation to support Ahlul Bayt ibn Ta'arin and Imam Zaman alayhi salam for his final coming to face the one who are the corrupt people in the world and support them. But for that, Imam Hussein had to sacrifice a lot. Imam Hussein sacrificed through sacrifice of his brother, Abul Fazl. He sacrificed through his sons and he sacrificed through his nephews and all his friends and ashab. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah.